The fabled Colbert 08 run comes to an end. The South Carolina Democratic Party will not allow the comedian on the ballot in their party's primary, effectively bringing his faux presidential campaign to a screeching halt. Colbert got the news on last night's show via a phone call from state party chairwoman Carol Fowler.
How did I do, Carol?
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I'm afraid that you didn't make the cut. You won't be on our ballot.
Why? Did they not think my candidacy was real enough?
Well, I think they thought maybe that you're not quite ready to be president.
So at first, Colbert tried to stay positive.
Listen, they did what they think is best for South Carolina, and you know what? Just making it this far is reason to celebrate, too. So, Jimmy, go ahead and drop the balloons.
Unfortunately, things kind of took an ugly turn right after that.
Fine, it's your loss, Democrats. I had a lot of great ideas. You see this? It's my exit strategy for Iraq. Foolproof. You know what? Burn it.
Colbert will get his $2,500 application fee back. But, you know, beyond the satire of the whole electoral system, we actually did learn some interesting things about what it takes to get on the ballot just by watching Colbert go through this process.
Yeah, first, in South Carolina, Republicans, they charge $35,000 to get on the ballot. The Democrats charge $2,500, which is why Colbert said he tried to run as a Democrat. The lesson learned, don't cheap out.
Yeah, really. But you have to do more than just pay this fee and fill out some forms, apparently. You actually have to be actively campaigning in the state. And at least in South Carolina, you have to be generally acknowledged by the press as a viable candidate, which we all found rather surprising. And, you know, you could argue that a lot of the media treats these second-tier candidates who are on the stage in these debates as not viable anyway. So it's a little bit gray and subjective.
Mm-hmm. More bad news, by the way, for Stephen Colbert, along with not being able to run for president. The writers of his show, The Colbert Report, are going to possibly go on strike. As are writers across the nation. The Writers Guild of America has voted to strike for the first time in nearly 20 years.
The strike is apparently expected to start Sunday or Monday, although union leaders left open the chance of an agreement before then if the producers show movement in negotiations.
And that is today's BPP Big Story. Now let's get the rest of the news with our own Matt Martinez.